Hare Krishna. So after describing in two verses how to reach the stage of Yoga Rudha, now Krishna is going to tell us what is the means to attain success in shloka number 26.
Yato yato nischalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyam yaita. Atmanyeva vasham nayet.
So here, Krishna is saying, yato yato, from wherever, manaha, the mind, nischalati, the wandering mind, from wherever the mind wanders. Why the mind wanders? Because of two reasons. First, chanchalam, the mind is always flickering. And second, asthiram. Sthiram means steady, stable. And asthiram means unsteady. So mind is always unsteady. So the mind keeps wandering because it's flickering and it is unsteady.
Tatas tato niyam yaitad.
So what one should do? One should regulate. One should somehow withdraw and get back the mind, bring back the mind under control. Whose control? Whose vasha?
Atmani eva vasham nayet.
One should bring back the mind under control of the self. So basically, again, here, the means to attain success is controlling the mind. Now, one thing is very clear when it comes to mind. Mind is a storehouse of all the impressions from many, many, many lifetimes. We all have been in the cycle of birth and death from time immemorial. And we all have been doing sense gratification. And sense gratification basically means sin. And when we do sinful activities, we get sinful reactions. And along with sinful reactions, we have sinful impressions on our mind. So when it comes to the sinful impressions, one point is very important to understand that these sinful impressions called samskara will keep coming every now and then to disturb the sadhaka. And these sinful impressions will actually destroy the steadiness in practicing bhakti. That will agitate the sadhaka. That will get the sadhaka into frustration. So this mind will do this. Mind is, I always say this, that the mind is like a jukebox. And lot of garbage is there in that. And we just put our hand and just remove. We don't know which garbage will come out. So our mind is filled with garbage from so many lifetimes. And now, as soon as we close our eyes, we start practicing bhakti. Which thought is going to come, we don't know. It's all random. It's all random. So it's very important to control the mind. That's what is given here. The nature of the mind is, first, chanchalam, flickering, and asthiram, unsteady. But a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. This is a very important thing. See, one thing we have to understand is that senses are at the lower platform. And above the senses is the mind. And above the mind is intelligence. And above intelligence is Atma, soul. So it should happen that the soul should control the mind, not that the mind should control the soul. The soul is on the higher platform, Atma is on the higher platform. So a person on the higher platform should control the entity on the lower platform. But then unfortunately, what happens? The mind overpowers even Atma, even soul. So a yogi should make sure that he controls the mind and not the mind controls him. One who controls the mind. So mind is basically the Raja, the king of all the senses. So one who controls the mind, he is called as Goswami or Swami. Go means senses, Swami means controller. So one who controls his senses all the time, he keeps the senses under control, such a person is called as Goswami. So mind, since mind is the king of all the senses, so if we control the mind, automatically the senses get controlled. But then, if the mind is not controlled, it means senses are not controlled, and such a person is called as Go Dasa. Go means senses, and Dasa means servant. Servant of senses, servant of mind. Mind and senses should be the servant of soul, not that the soul should become the servant of senses and the mind. But the current situation in the entire world now is everyone, or most of the people, we should say, that are Go Dasa, servants of senses and mind. And that is the reason, since it's an artificial setup where the soul has become the servant, the person becomes very much disturbed, agitated, and he cannot be happy and satisfied, not possible at all. Only when the soul takes over and it becomes the controller of the senses and mind, the person can actually get that satisfaction, that peace, that happiness. So here it's a very important point that is made, that one should become a Goswami. In the transcendental sense, happiness, the senses are engaged in service of Rishikesha, or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. Now, here the way is given how to control the senses. For bhakti yogis, fortunately, by the mercy of Krishna, it's all simple. A very nice shloka from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It says, Sarvapadirva nirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha sevanam bhaktiruchyate. So, what are we supposed to do? So, we have these senses and they are called as Rishik. And the controller of the senses, Rishik Isha. Isha means controller and Rishik means senses. So, the controller of senses, his name is Rishikesha. That is Krishna. So, when the senses are engaged in service of the controller of senses, so automatically, the senses will get controlled. And the best thing in Bhakti Yoga is, the person doesn't control the senses, but the controller of the senses control the senses. That is, a devotee does not endeavor to control his senses. He will just make sure that he engages his senses in service of Krishna, and Krishna will control the senses. So that's why, controlling the senses, controlling the mind in Krishna consciousness, in Bhakti Yoga, is very, very simple, very easy. Because Krishna personally does that. So the point is that this is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice. So Ashtanga Yogi is struggling a lot, but then a Bhakti Yogi, he appeals to Krishna, "Oh Rishikesha, please control my senses." And Krishna says, "Okay, I'm Rishikesha, I'll control." And he controls the senses. So it all depends on how much we surrender on to Krishna and how much we serve Him. And very, very important thing to note here is, in the initial stages to engage our senses in service of Krishna, we should make sure that we follow the instructions given by our spiritual master. The spiritual master will give instructions, and if we just follow the instructions, mind will not have any chance to deviate, because the mind has no option. Instruction is given, that has to be executed. Simple. So when there is no option given to the mind will be controlled. And then it will be easy for us to engage our senses in service of the Lord, mind in service of the Lord. And then mind and senses are more controlled. So it's very much important in our initial days, initial stage, in neophyte stage in Krishna consciousness, we have to execute the instruction of the spiritual master as it is. And our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada has given us this instruction very clearly. Chant 16 rounds and follow 4 regulative principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. So these instructions are given by the spiritual master. So we have to follow. We have to follow very, very rigidly, very strictly. And we will see that just by following the instructions as it is, the mind comes under control. And with that controlled mind, we can engage all the senses and mind in service of Krishna. And Krishna will control the mind and senses more. And then we'll actually become sense-controlled, a Goswami. Now let's continue trying to understand. Here we said something about the impressions, the samskaras, you know, which are there in the mind, which are very, very difficult to overcome. So now the question is how to overcome that. Because if the sadhaka overcomes that, then his life is very peaceful. He can do bhakti very nicely. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.